Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
My girlfriend and I have just discovered, much to our surprise and delight, that she is able to ejaculate during a particularly intense orgasm. Are there any additional hygienic steps we should take in the bedroom? I'm a little nervous about things soaking into the mattress.
Thanks for your question. It's nice to hear that you and your girlfriend are enjoying this aspect of her sexual response. Sometimes women worry that their partner will be turned off by their female ejaculation, but in fact, many men and women find it exciting and arousing to experience a woman's response in that way. As there has been limited research on female ejaculation, it is unclear what percent of women have had this experience. However, chemical analyses of female ejaculation have indicated that the fluid is not urine, and so there is no need to worry that urine is getting into your mattress. It would only be her female ejaculation fluids. As such, it's not really all that different than thinking about semen, vaginal fluids, or other fluids, such as personal lubricant, if you use that, dampening your mattress. If you're not worried about other sexual fluids or saliva, as some people drool during their sleep, getting into the mattress, then there's no need to worry about this either. Sex is full of various sights, sounds, and scents, and occasionally fluids too. It's just par for the sex course. However, some people like to keep their sheets and mattress as free of fluids as possible. If that's true for you, try laying a towel or two down or a blanket that you can easily wash on the bed before you have sex. Some people do this as a way to avoid getting various sexual fluids on their sheets, either because they don't like the wet spot or, if the fluids are significant, they worry about trapping fluids in their mattress over time. Even if she only experiences female ejaculation on occasion, using towels or an extra layer of blanket will reduce the amount of other kinds of sexual fluids getting into your mattress. To learn more about female ejaculation, including people's experiences of it, check out the G-Spot and other discoveries about human sexuality.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I'm a 22-year-old female, and I've never had an orgasm during standard sex, only oral. I thought that maybe it was my first partner, but I wasn't able to achieve it with my second partner either. Is this normal for women?
Actually, this is very common. If what you mean by standard sex is penis-vagina intercourse, you may be interested to know that quite a lot of women don't orgasm during intercourse. Let me guess, your next question is probably why. Well, the clitoris is the part of a woman's genitals that is most packed with nerve endings and is made up of erectile tissue, similar to the inside parts of a man's penis that contribute to his erection. The clitoris, therefore, plays a very important role in sexual arousal and orgasm for women. However, the clitoris is not inside the vagina. It's actually one of the outside parts of a woman's genitals, just above the vagina or birth canal. In order to stimulate the clitoris during vaginal intercourse, many couples find that they either need to choose positions that provide more clitoral stimulation or else they might use their fingers or a vibrator to stimulate the clitoris. Other women find that they prefer to receive oral sex or to engage in self-masturbation or mutual masturbation, either for sexual pleasure or to experience orgasm. There is no right or wrong way, so whatever feels good to you and makes sense in your sexual life is fine. You might try exploring your body a bit on your own or with your partner, making sure to communicate to your partner what kinds of touching or stimulation you do or do not enjoy. Every woman is different, so don't assume that he's an expert who will magically give you an orgasm. Sexual pleasure and orgasm are things that you can work toward together. If you are anxious to have that elusive orgasm through intercourse, try positions that will stimulate your clitoris as well as your vagina. Some women find that being on top gives them more control. Some find that a partner's fingers rubbing their clitoris during orgasm is the extra touch that they need. Some partners just take turns pleasuring each other to orgasm. Finally, try to avoid focusing on orgasm as the goal of your sexual experience with your partner. There is no right or wrong way to make love. The point is to achieve intimacy and pleasure, and there are many techniques toward that end. To learn more about orgasm, you might enjoy reading Becoming Orgasmic.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.